Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
All right, here we go. Welcome in for the final regular season time after an Ole Miss win. Ole Miss beats Mississippi State 38-19 to win the Egg Bowl and very obviously punch their ticket to the college football playoff. And there should be, and there will be, and guys, we will defend for whatever it's worth to the death that Ole Miss should be hosting a playoff game as well with their 11th win, regardless of what happens after that. A dominating win over Mississippi State. Lane Kiffin, uncertain still, he claims, about his decision of his future. We will talk about all that and more on this edition of the podcast. So glad that you guys are with me. As always, don't forget to subscribe. Wherever you get them, just search Rebel Report and subscribe and leave a rating and a review. Also, right here on YouTube. Right on YouTube, like, subscribe, do all that good stuff, and I would really appreciate that. And before we get into it, I want to tell you about Toyota of Brookhaven. Check them out online at toyotaofbrookhaven.com. That is the website. They're off of Exit 40 in Brookhaven. If you go, tell them I sent you. They'll give you $1,000 off on me. $1,000 off on me if you just simply tell them that I sent you. They have in-house financing, outstanding service department. It is a great place to buy a vehicle. One of the best in the state. Check them out at Toyota of Brookhaven. Ole Miss wins 38-19. Here's a quick box score house cleaning, as you guys know that we do. And then we will get to your thoughts, comments, all that good stuff. Again, 38-19 the score. Trinidad Chambliss was very good early and then had a couple of really bad possessions and then was exceptional after that. Also, there's a few drops mixed in there that would have had his 359 passing yards more like 459 passing yards, but he was 23 of 34 for 359. Four touchdowns, obviously no interceptions, a rating of 195 for Trinidad Chambliss. Kewon Lacy led the Rebels in rushing at 143 yards on 27 carries. That's just under 5.5 per. Had a touchdown as well. Trinidad added 26 on the ground. Caden Lee led the Rebels in receptions and, no, just receptions. Seven receptions, 77 yards. Trey Wallace had a group of drops in the game that would have made his day much better. 72 yards and a touchdown. Dejon Stribling had two awesome touchdown catches to go with his 66 yards. Winston Watkins at 31. Deuce Alexander had 94. 88 of them came on one catch for a touchdown. On the other side of the field, Kamario Taylor gets his first start of the season for Mississippi State. Throws for 178. Had an interception as well on 15 of 31. But you guys can see why State fans were so excited about him. A supreme athlete is Kamario Taylor. 173 rushing yards. One of his two touchdowns came on a broken play. And, I mean, he's just outstanding. But Ole Miss held the rest of Mississippi State's rushing offense in check. Bothwell had only 80 yards and on 17 carries, 43 of them came on just one play. So, I mean, you're doing the math there. He had 37 yards on the other 16 carries. Ole Miss outgained Mississippi State 545 to 440. Penalties about even. Ole Miss had five, State had six. Ole Miss had 29 first downs to State's 22. Ole Miss was only 5 of 12 on third down. Defensively, Ole Miss was really good and helped. I mean, early State moved the ball up and down the field, but Ole Miss got a lot of stops early to counter Mississippi State getting stops on the Ole Miss offense. And, yeah, that is your box score, 38-19 Ole Miss a winner over Mississippi State. I want to start here before we get to your comments because you guys know me. I'm fan first. I'm always fan first. I always will be. I am extremely happy for – all of you guys having an 11-win season for the first time. Most of you have not been alive since Ole Miss was this good in football. And as the game was winding down, I was thinking about you guys. I mean, a lot of you went to the game today. What an incredible crowd I'm sitting here reading a tweet about Lane Kiffin talking about his dad in the press conference, and what an incredible dad, which I assume certainly sounds like Monty was, but what an incredible crowd that Ole Miss brought to Mississippi State today. But that is the first thing I thought about, is how happy I am for all of you. There are so many of you that have put in so much time and so much money and so much emotional capital and financial capital into supporting your football team. And a kind of season like the one that you just had is something that you deserve. You deserve it for what you've put in. I'm very, very happy for all of you, for Ole Miss, the institution, but most importantly, I'm very happy for you guys, the fans, for getting to sit back and watch an 11-1 season for the first time in the history of the program. And now you're going to the college football playoff. That is a guarantee. You're going to the college football playoff with this win, regardless of what Lane Kiffin decides to do, whatever, does not matter. I am very, very happy for you guys, and you deserve this, and you deserve a home playoff game, and what will come with that. I've told you this before. I grew up on Furman football. You guys know that. And my favorite memories as a sports fan is going to see playoff games at Paladin Stadium. And the energy and everything that came with those games was unforgettable. And that was 10,000 people in a small stadium at Furman. What you guys are going to experience with a deserved home playoff game. If Ole Miss gets bumped down, I don't think they will. I really don't think they will, although you shouldn't trust a room filled with people like Hunter Yurecek to make the right decision. It does not matter to me. Ole Miss should be hosting a playoff game, and anybody arguing against that, regardless of what Kiffin does, is a hack. An 11-1 SEC team has earned it. What you guys will experience hosting a playoff game is unlike anything you've ever been to as a sports fan before, and you deserve it, and I'm very excited to be a part of that with you. I mean, we'll do the radio show up there. I think possibly we're definitely doing Friday, the 19th, I guess that would be the date. We could be doing 2 days up there coming up next month. We'll see. I don't know. This is a first time for us as well, but you're going to experience something that you've never experienced as a sports fan before. And yes, I know that the baseball team won a national championship. Your football team going to the playoff is going to feel different, especially when it happens in your stadium, in your town. Unbelievable stuff that you are about to experience. So really, really happy for you. Obviously happy for the players and the coaches as well. And a great performance today. I know that's not a particularly great Mississippi State team. They've especially fallen off lately. Ole Miss did dominate the game. But, I mean, they weren't distracted. And Kiffin talked about it in the post game. I'm sure you guys are going to see the quotes. That team navigated adversity so well all season long. And the game got weird there for a little while as well. And they just never blinked at any point. There was so much going on, so much noise, self-inflicted from the head coach anyway, but so much noise. And they just locked in and they played well. And credit goes to Kiffin and his staff for having a really quality game plan, having to try to scout and plan for a quarterback that is super talented, that has not really put anything on film this year, and having to kind of do that on the fly. They played so well and won a rivalry game in complete comfort and in true dominating fashion. And that's been a theme for them all season long, is just if one thing went wrong, they bounced back and recovered in game adversity, like in the LSU game. Trinidad gets his first mistake after replacing Austin Simmons, and then he was flawless after that. They lose their first game. They kind of choked in the fourth quarter in Athens. They turn around and were awesome in Norman. They get off to a couple weird starts in games that they should win, and they handle that well. You've got all this noise with will he, won't he, all that stuff, and they just played well. Now you've got this rivalry game, this quarterback that you've never seen before, and offense kind of sputters there in the second quarter, and they just locked in and played good football again. This team very clearly is very, very mentally tough. And they displayed that yet again today, not letting any kind of emotion or anything from the rivalry get to them either. You had that little scuffle. It wasn't much, but you had that little scuffle in there, and nothing came of that. Just an impressive day, an impressive season for an impressive team in what was supposed to be a rebuilding year. I assume you guys are going to have some comments about Kiffin, so I'll just save that conversation after I tell you about a couple of sponsors. But I will end my little my rambling with this. I don't know what Lane Kiffin's going to decide. There's a lot of ways you can interpret the things that he said immediately after the game and in the press conference. If you'd like, you probably can find reason to believe that he's out and there's no way he's sticking around. And you can probably find reason to watch that and think that, you know, he's sticking around. It was emotional on the broadcast post game. Don't know how to interpret that, to be honest with you. I mean, the cynical part of me thought that's a guy that knows that he's done and is kind of soaking it in emotionally. That did not strike me as a coach that was like, oh, heck yeah. I mean, we got to lock in. We got a playoff game to get to. No time to reflect. But he's also talked about reflecting all season long after games. I mean, long before any job came open. So I don't know. I have no idea what he's going to do. I don't understand how you could leave your current situation. It'd be different if Ole Miss just capped off an 8-4 season. But you just won 11-1 in a rebuilding year. One hell of a coaching job. I mean, truly, an outstanding coaching job from Lane Kiffin specifically for the team to get to this point. Outstanding coaching job. But you did that. And in a rebuilding year, you go 11-1. Third straight season, you've won double-digit games. You are going to coach in a playoff game for the first time in your career as a head coach. Never done it at any level. Never done it. You have an offer waiting for you to sign that will make you the highest paid coach in the country, or right at the highest paid coach in the country. You've got so much money raised for roster building. And you fit, your style fits the place that you are at beautifully. And you would leave that and not see that through to go chase what you currently have right now. Now, don't get me wrong. Look, I know what LSU football is. I mean, I've said to you guys, and I believe LSU football is a top four job in college football. The in-state recruiting, I mean, you know, the roll your eyes, but the allure of Tiger Stadium and the brand is significant. It's huge. But you are currently right now what you would leave to go chase. You just won 11-1 in the SEC. Your one loss is by a touchdown on the road. If you get one fourth down stop, you win the game. And you had them wrapped up in the backfield. Like that's how close you are to an undefeated season. And once you make the playoff, especially considering how they've played against the best teams on their schedule, you think that that team can't compete for a championship? That's where you are. You have gotten to this point for the first time in your career. You have been on this upward trajectory as a coach at this institution to get to that part or to that spot. And once you've gotten there, you're going to leave it before you can see it through. That doesn't make any sense to me. Somebody says, no, Homer boy, they can't. Yes, they can. Because, again, an 11-1 SEC team absolutely can compete for a championship. You would leave that to chase what you currently have. It doesn't make sense to me. It really doesn't. So I don't know what's going to happen. He seemed emotional, which is not a bad thing, by the way. Seemed emotional after the game. Ole Miss football is better off with Lane Kiffin as their head coach. Absolutely, they are. So we'll see. But we will see. Let's just get to your comments after I tell you the podcast is brought to you in part by Advantage Business Systems. Check them out online at absms.com. If you're a Mississippi business in the need of office technology, copiers and printers, mail machines, cloud storage, data security, whatever it is, if it's technology, if it's in the office and your Mississippi business needs it, check them out at absms.com. Also, Priority One Bank, they make you their priority every day. They've got an online banking platform that is outstanding. It's all you need is an internet connection, and you can do literally anything that you need to do with your money because that's what they do at Priority One Bank. All right, to the comments we go. Just a lot of these. Hottie Toddy, beat down BTA, wild day. Happy Thanksgiving. Hope you had a happy Thanksgiving as well, my friend. State fan here, not playing Kamario Taylor is the reason State isn't in a bowl game. I agree completely. My goodness. And look, like, he's very inconsistent throwing the football. There's absolutely no doubt about it. He's inconsistent throwing the football. You know what could have helped? Him not getting his first start of his career against the number 7 team in the country. That could have helped him today. Jeff Lebby not going to him sooner. The only thing that's, I mean, State fans are mad and they should be. But the only thing truly that's saving Lebby, not his job, he's not getting fired regardless. But the only thing that's like going to prevent a full-on meltdown is the fact that Kamario Taylor does exist and he did play and you see the upside and you saw it today. How did he not get starts weeks ago? I cannot believe Jeff Lebby waited until now. He's a supreme athlete, inconsistent, but he does things that Blake Shapen could not do. Just does things that Blake Shapen could not do. Do you see where Kiffin confronted Ben Garrett? I did see that. We don't need to, break down what was said or anything like that. I do think that it's absolutely fair for Kiffin to defend himself. I guess you can interpret what Kiffin said as a threat, like come in here or whatever, but I don't think he was threatening violence to him. I think Lane Kiffin has every right to defend himself from a comment that he doesn't like. I'm sure it's the only downside to me having to be here, because we did the radio show this morning as like a pregame show, but out of the Jackson studio. I don't like that I'm not there, because it does kind of feel like I can hide behind things I say, and I don't like that. If Lane Kiffin ever, I mean, as I've told you, he's unfollowed me on Twitter. He's seen some things that I've said. Apparently, he's been very clued in on what has been said about him in this process. If he didn't like something I said and he wanted to confront me, he would be well within his right to do so. I don't have a problem with him voicing his displeasure when somebody said something he didn't like. I like Ben a lot, personally. I think Ben did a really good job, especially at the last press conference. And I like Ben a ton. I'm glad that fiasco from earlier in the season with Billy Embody ended with Ben keeping his job and Billy going somewhere else. Because I think Ben belongs in a situation where he's covering Ole Miss football. This is where he needs to be. And I really like him personally, but Kiffin really didn't like something that he said and he confronted him. I have no problem with that at all, to be honest with you. Hate to say it, but you think he coached like a coach staying? You hate to say that. Honestly, believe in your heart that he stays at Ole Miss to finish what he started. He should. You can tell as a State fan, Ole Miss didn't even try Kelly Jones. They attacked Broomfield the whole game. Yeah, absolutely, because throwing to Kelly Jones is a very stupid thing to do. He's spectacular, and there's a real chance that he has played himself into a first-round pick. So, yeah, avoid him altogether. Great road crowd. Huge shout-out to whoever brought the powder blue pom-poms. Yeah, there were a ton of them. Seemed very emotionally and torn after the game. Very emotional through the game on the sidelines and vocal. See, Hudson, that's kind of what that struck me as. And it's kind of felt that way the whole time. Is somebody that is torn and doesn't know how to handle it. I've said that to you guys before. I really don't like how this was handled. the broadcast today was especially, I mean, horrendous. I mean, look, I get that it's the story, right? And we talked about it for weeks on here and on the radio show. It was the story around the game. But you don't have to cut back in from seemingly every commercial break to throw it to Marty Smith for Marty to opine over, oh, the decision, and here's what... Like, there is a football game going on. You guys aren't doing a pregame show. You're not doing a podcast. You're not doing a radio show where you've got to fill 3 hours a day every day. You're calling the game. And yeah, I'm like, you have to make reference to it in some degree, especially when the game gets out of hand. But to just constantly talk about it takes away from the players on the field. I really thought the broadcast was bad form today because you are actually calling the game. The game is happening right in front of you. Call the game. It's here. The game is happening. Call the game. I didn't like that at all today. I thought it was too much. It was way too much today. Got annoyed with the verbiage, playoff hopeful or likely playoff bound. The hell you mean likely? If it was Georgia or Bama, there'd be no question. Give the players respect. I think it's just as simple as when it's 99.9%. Like Dave Pasch in that moment is just, you know, being grammatically correct as opposed to editorializing. Maybe I'm trying to give him too much credit, but I think that's all that is, you know, it's not 100% because the bid hasn't happened. So, oh, well. Was a little upset, Oregon jumping Ole Miss, but do believe stylistically the teams we're projected to face now give them a better chance at making the run. Still 2 weeks left, though. Still 2 weeks left. Wonder how Trey Wallace will be dealt with. I don't think Trey Wallace should be dealt with at all. Lane chose to confront Ben publicly. They also talked about it in the press conference. So, no, I mean, when you do it in public, there's no expectation of privacy, I guess. Ben was the voice this past week and asked what the fans wanted and deserved to know. Very obvious that Lane watches what we say. The deadline has worn on him at his level. He can't lash out. All top job schools have money. This is LSU fan 861 have money. So that's no reason to stay. Your facilities aren't that great. Well, players don't really care about facilities at all. The point is LSU fan 861, you are currently right now an 11-1 playoff team. Right now, that's what you are. You would leave to go chase that somewhere else, but you have gotten to a point that you've never gotten to in your life, and you would leave that. That doesn't make sense. I'm not comparing jobs. I'm comparing situations. You know, you got to think in a nuanced way a little bit. You cannot. I mean, you can because it might happen. I can't wrap my mind around the possibility of leaving a situation that you created for the first time in your life. I can't wrap my mind around leaving that. I think we need to win one more before you feel good about Ole Miss making the playoff. And gosh, how about, I mean, when they started talking about the SEC championship, Dave Pasch was like, well, what if they lose the SEC championship? Could they fall? It's like, what are you talking about, man? Why? They tried too hard to force that conversation today. Proud of the guys for not blinking when State started their antics. Also, how does a sideline clearing not equal a penalty? I'm glad there were no ejections there. But yeah, I don't understand how a bench can clear. And the AD's on the field. And Kiffin yells at the AD to get his you-know-what off the field, I guess. And yeah, I don't understand that part. But I am glad that nobody got ejected. That was not ejection-worthy. And they were talking about that before it happened. I'm glad they didn't do it. Rumor going around that Lebby was encouraged to start Camario, and that was a problem in and of itself. Yeah, but who? Like, who would encourage him to do that? Like, start Camario or get fired? Well, I don't know. I think Lebby, for better or for worse, is pretty loyal and just waited too long. Taylor's built like a brick wall, and man, he's fast too. How many sack opportunities did Ole Miss have that he just ran through? It's a special athlete. Should we make anything out of the somewhat disregarded congratulations from Kiffin to Alexander? Elaborate. It did kind of feel to me like the players were not as interactive with him as they've been, but that's probably me like looking for something that's not there and seeing it. It's like when, you know, you have ghost hunters, right? And they go to these haunted houses. Everything they hear is like, oh, I heard this. And really you're just like projecting what you think you're supposed to be hearing. I don't know. What do you feel like at this moment Lane will do? I mean, I have no idea. I don't know how you step away from a playoff team. So three-peat feels so good. State chaining LSU and playing should I stay or should I go is all you need to know about the separation between the two programs, especially when you're doing the should I stay or should I go in a spot in a game when you are down by 19 points. Any chance Ole Miss has reconsidered letting him coach it out? I sure hope not. I would be shocked beyond measure. I mean, I don't know why some people, and they even talked about it on the broadcast today. I don't know why some people can't wrap their minds around, one, Ole Miss and LSU are rivals. And if LSU tries to tell you that it's not a rival, they've stormed the field a couple of times very recently after beating Ole Miss. That's what rivals do. But no, I don't think that they've reconsidered it. You cannot allow a coach in your facility while he's building a new staff for your rival, while he's going through signing day with your rival, while they're tampering for players when the portal opens for your rival. It is, I mean, frankly, it's unfair to the current roster to have a coach as they're trying to win a championship. Because that's what they're trying to do. An 11-1 team in the playoff is trying to win a championship. To have their coach focused on building for a rival in your own conference. You can't allow those two things to exist with each other. You cannot allow those two things to exist with each other. It's wildly, wildly unfair to the players to expect that will be okay. I just simply don't agree. And very few people will, but some will. State is now irrelevant. They'll be seen as an afterthought anytime they both give an offer to a recruit. They are greatly improved from last year. They will be better next year as well. Don't diss them. But here's the problem though that they're facing is, you know, you've got this quarterback. He's going to get tampered with. I don't think he's going anywhere. He's from 30 miles down the road. But you're going to have to pay up to keep him. And defensive players are very expensive and fewer players are hitting the portal and high school recruiting is not going well for them right now. They're in a tough spot. I assume Jeff Lebby is going to have to make a change at defensive coordinator. I don't think you can continue like this much further, but they have a pretty big talent hole on defense and that's going to cost a lot of money to get out. They've won one SEC game in 2 years and it's against an Arkansas team that's about to go 2-10. They are improved. There's no doubt. They sucked last year. They're just moderately bad this year. That's an improvement. But there's still a big hole that they've got to climb out of. Appreciate everything Lane has done for the program, but no coach in their right mind would walk on an 11-win team, and he is a complete drama queen. Hope he stays, but I'll never view him the same. Don't think he's leaving. James says hottie toddy in the chat. Also, that was one of the weirder egg bowls. Ole Miss being that much better than State was not expected as an Ole Miss fan. Texas, Florida, and Tennessee are very bad, I guess. Well, every game's different. Every game is different. I mean, Florida's really bad, but they took Georgia down to the wire. They played Ole Miss tough, but Kentucky beat the hell out of them. I mean, things just are week to week in football. So I wouldn't read too much into that. But yeah, State was pretty darn good at home. I mean, it was really only Georgia that beat the hell out of them. I mean, Texas had to go to overtime. Tennessee had to go to overtime. But they're still a long way. They're still a long way away. See, I agree. I mean, Kiffin in the facility will be recruiting all the players. Sure, he has already, but keeping him on will only increase that. media was all about the job and not the game. I'm like, come on. Yeah, see, it's different. Like I said before, it's different when you're, you know, posting a radio show, doing a podcast, just on Twitter, hanging out. When you're calling the actual football game and you're not spending any time, I say any time, that's hyperbolic, but when you're spending a lot of time on the Kiffin decision, you're taking away from the game. And especially when you're opining whether or not a team that makes the SEC championship would get left out because they lost their second game. I mean, what are we talking about here? What are we doing? Just an unfortunate job on the broadcast today, to be honest with you. A very unfortunate job. Didn't we think he still doesn't know what he's going to decide on? Here's the thing, though. If you're still undecided, what more can Ole Miss do for you? What more can they do for you? Not only have you made the playoff and you're hosting a playoff game, they've said yes to literally everything. What more can they do for you? I don't understand how this is not the most obvious answer. I don't understand it. It'd be different if they were 8-4, but they're not. You are at the point that you are trying to chase elsewhere. Even thinking about leaving that is enough for me. It's enough for me. Okay, enough is a strong word. What's best for Ole Miss football is for him to stay. Said that 20 times, here's 21. What's best for Ole Miss football is for him to stay. What I mean by is enough for me to be totally checked out on the concept of, frankly, what he says. At that point, you're just a football coach. You know what I mean? It's transactional after this, because being unable to commit at this point, knowing what everybody in that community has given you, that's enough. It's a transactional thing, or I think it should be a transactional relationship moving forward. Take all emotion away. Oh, I mean, only cheer for the helmet. Because I know fans have grown to love their coach, and I understand that. Truly. Like, I truly appreciate that. And you had every reason to. Now I think it's transactional. Because at this point, if you're still truly undecided, you're just a football coach to me. That's just my opinion. You are free to disagree. I hope you guys pour a big, strong glass of bourbon tonight, kick back and watch football and just celebrate, because you've earned that. And look, I know here I am talking about Kiffin again, but you can't escape it. You cannot escape it. And I hope you can today. Pour yourself a bourbon or whatever your drink of choice is, whether it be alcoholic or not. Sit on the back porch, light a fire, watch the Texas A&M game, and just smile like hell, because you had the best regular season in most of your lifetimes, almost all of your lifetimes. And you've earned this day. Each and every one of you have earned this day. And nobody can ever take this day away from you. And that's where I'll end it. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. We'll be back live on Sunday. Actually, I'll tell you what, whenever a decision gets announced tomorrow, I will go live as soon as possible. Okay. That is my promise to you. It may not be immediate, but I will go live as soon as possible after we know one way or another tomorrow. All right. So I'll see you guys tomorrow, because we will know one way or another tomorrow, and we'll go live then. So I appreciate you. I really, really appreciate you. Go enjoy your day. Log off Twitter, log off your message board. Don't talk about Kiffin, decisions, nothing. Go watch the highlights from the game and go enjoy yourselves, because you deserve it. And I'll see you guys sometime tomorrow. Y'all have a good night.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.